Welcome, please, our guest on the show this morning, the one and only Jeremy Maggs.
Jeremy, thanks for waking up earlier.
Well, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
I did early morning radio news for many, many years. It necessitated a wake-up call about 2:30, quarter to 3 in the morning. It was hideous. So when I realized I was going to do early morning radio again today, I went to bed early last night. So I was in bed about 6:30 last night.
What?
Because I'm prepped. I'm ready to go.
It's awful.
It's just you never get over that early morning wake up. I mean, and I have such respect for all of you guys. I really do. Because
it's very
difficult.
And same to you, because you could do everything that all of us are doing on the show. You can read the news, probably write the news, you can sit here and present and everything. So we're going to put you to work, if you don't mind.
I expect nothing less. Bring it on. Do you want me to read the bulletin?
No, please. It's depressing.
Because, you know, in my day, I see you have it on the screen now. In my day, when I started out in radio, and it was AM radio, not FM radio, so you would go under a bridge and go...
Yes, I
used to read off paper, and just before we started our conversation on air, what did they used to do in the old days?
Burn the piece of paper so that the newsreader starts reading faster and finish the bulletin before the paper is actually burnt up. It was like an initiation thing.
Which you can't do to a TV screen. Because your insurance underwriters would be very cross.
You can switch it off, but no one even does that anymore.
That is so gangster.
Let's try that with Gerda. Just when she starts reading, just switch it off at the back here. See if she can make it
up. It's a great test of radio character.
Yes. Yeah. So Gerda, the very same newsreader that we were just talking about now, kind of renamed our secret sound competition. So now it's got a new name and even a new jingle. So
it's time to play Who Wants to Be a Tenth of a Millionaire?
Because we don't have a million, but it's 100,000 rand cash.
You're taking me back many years.
Yeah, so you can run this. We've got two listeners on the line, and they're going to guess what this particular secret sound is. Let me play you the sound so you also know. Actually, you can have the first guess if you like. We could give you a tenth of a million. What is this secret sound?
What do you think makes that sound?
That is a snooker ball going into a pocket. Not even close.
Let's just think. That's why I never enter radio competitions, folks.
He just sunk the white ball.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry. Game over.
No, Jeremy, it's not that. But let's see. We've got Hannes on the line from Pretoria, so please do your thing.
Okay, Hannes, good morning to you. I'm very well, thank you. I'm going to speak English, if you don't mind, because there'll be a complaint to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission if I attempt to speak Afrikaans. So can we go with English, if you don't mind?
Yes,
okay?
That's fine.
All right, so I need to ask you if you know what that sound is. Are you seated, first of all?
Yes. Okay. Can I say?
No, not yet. I'm busy prepping you for the competition, Hannes. This is radio. We've got to extend the moment, my friend. We don't just dive straight into it. So are you seated?
Sorry, you broke up a bit.
Oh, goodness me. Okay, Hannes.
Welcome back to radio, Jeremy.
Okay. Is it like this all the time? Okay. Have we got rid of Hannes, or is he still there? Hannes, are you still there?
Are you seated?
Hannes,
sit here.
Let's cut
Hannes.
To the chase. What is the noise?
Okay, that noise for me, I think it's when you enter a Nespresso pod into the coffee machine.
Yeah. You press your pod into the... Are we allowed to say Nespresso on this radio station? Are you talking about Nespresso?
We just did.
Okay. So it's other words, inserting your pod into the coffee machine.
Yes.
Okay.
I
know what you want me to do now. Are you absolutely sure that that's your answer? Hannes, are you sure that's your answer?
Yeah, well, that's what I think it is.
Is it your final answer, Hannes? I haven't
yes.
said that for 10 years. Okay, that's your final answer. Should we lock him in?
Let's lock him in. Hold on. He's locked in.
Okay. So we have someone else now.
No,
that's it.
You can lay him down gently.
So that's the answer.
He's wrong.
So, Hannes, I want to say this to you. You woke up this morning. You were full of confidence. There was expectation that you were going to win money. In your mind's eye, you were going to take that money and you were going to spend it on yourself, maybe your family. You were going to do something to treat yourself. It takes a lot of courage to phone a radio station because sometimes we're nervous when we're at the other side. You spoke to me. We played the sound for you. We had a little bit of banter. You were then hoping that it was the right answer. Hannes, I have to tell you, with absolute conviction in my heart, that I will tell you if you are right or wrong. Okay. Right after the break.
That's a master at work.
Do we go to a commercial break now or not? Hannes, Hannes.
We've had enough of Hannes.
My friend, off you go. You were wrong. Bye-bye.
Sorry, Hannes.
Jeez.
You're the weakest link.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
That was amazing. Hannes.
What, is... Do we play that same sound later?
He has no idea what just happened to me.
Drive to work today. What happened?
We're going to give Ilse a chance as well. Ilse. This moment is all yours. What is the secret sound for a tenth of a million rand?
Well, I think that it's that steel arm at the gym as you enter, where allows you to go through.
Yes? The steel arm at the gym that lets you through.
No, well, it doesn't need to be at the gym. It can be basically in... Most companies have
Okay, so you could be entering into a building, into a factory, and it's that boom thing that you hope doesn't hit you in your private parts. Yeah,
that's the one. Ilse?
Yes.
Guess what? With Jeremy Maggs in studio, who's given away thousands and millions of rands. Ilse? You are absolutely... Woohoo!
Wrong.
Wow,
but thanks
C
for trying.
Smarting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, thanks. C smarting.
I'm like the mean version.
You know, she hates you now, you know. She's saying to herself, okay, that's it. What podcast am I going to now?
More from Jeremy Maggs coming up for you next. And if you want to play Secret Sound, you have another chance at doing the Work Zone with Matt.
100K will go all the way to changing your life. All you need to do is identify Martin and Toomey's 100 grand secret sound every day at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10. Exclusive to Breakfast. Are you ready for it? Jacaranda FM.